Great Southern's Triple M, Draker here, and right now I've got Michael from the Narrogin Observer. How we doing, mate?
Yeah, good, yourself?
Too bad. Had some good workouts in the gym. Thanks for being a gym buddy.
No problem at all.
Talking the big topics in the paper coming up today. Firstly, Shire budget overview. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, so the Shire has released to us the main projects that they're conducting over the 2018-19 financial year.
Yep.
So we'll just have a bit of an overview in this morning's paper about the projects that I'll be going through. This is just an overview. We'll be getting into some more in-depth articles in the coming weeks and months about those projects. But yeah, we pretty much are laying out what they're planning to do.
No, fair enough. Next up, Wagen Woolerama Cockies. What do you mean by this?
Okay, so there's a race called the Outback Air Race, which happens every year, and two Wagen farmers are taking part of it. They've done it a few years now. However, this year, with the first time, they're called the Wagen Woolerama Cockies, and they're raising money for the Royal Flying Doctor Service. And so the sponsorship rights and for the name of their team is giving a bit of extra dosh to the Royal Flying Doctor Service.
Cool. Always a great great fundraiser to supporting, that's for sure. Lastly, Williams Wool Launch. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, so it's a fantastic initiative for the Williams wool producers and the town itself. The Australian Wool Network has done a couple of projects similar to this across the country where they create a multimedia experience for clothing garments, and Williams had their soft launch of their Williams Wool project last Tuesday night. Fantastic event that I was down to. They did an absolutely terrific job down there. What they'll be doing is, essentially they'll be getting wool from the Williams region and creating into their own high quality garments that they'll be then again selling at the Williams Wool Shed. And there'll also be a QR tag on those garments where you can take a photo of it and it'll show your multimedia experience, essentially, of the feel of Williams.
Wow, that's absolutely awesome, and it's a great way for people to connect to the town and the great southern community as well, for that matter. For all those topics and more coming up in the paper today, make sure to pick up the Narrogin Observer. Thank you very much for chatting to me.
Thanks for having me.
Draker for breakfast. For breakfast.
Right now, I've got Jenny from the Wandering CRC to chat about events, you know, town talk, all that sort of stuff. Now, I've got to jump in here and say congratulations to you guys and the various other CRCs around for the reversal of the funding cuts. Must have been absolutely awesome news.
Oh, fantastic news, Draker. We were, as I said, we were happy to celebrate, and but couldn't. We had to keep working. Still not 100% sure on the total funding, but it is go ahead and stay tuned and we'll know more shortly.
Sure, and I guess I'll keep up to date with you. I'll keep asking things. Now, I believe a bit later today, Shire Council meeting at 3:30.
Correct, yep. Yeah, so that's just open to the public if they've got any concerns or whatever. Not 100% either on the agenda, but come along, voice your opinions on anything, and they're there to listen. So that's on at 3:30.
Absolutely, 3:30 today. And lastly, the Intergenerational Cafe. I believe that's coming up in a couple of weeks on a Tuesday. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, that's correct. We have an Intergenerational Cafe the last Tuesday of every month. So this one's on the 28th of this month from 9:30 to 11. It's free coffee and cake, and come along, and we're doing some Father's Day crafts at that as well. So if you want your kids to make something special for Dad, bring them along and enjoy a cuppa and a chat with the locals.
Absolutely awesome there. And I've been hearing about the hotel, the tavern there or something that should be actually having a chef there soon as well, possibly. I heard this on the grapevine when I chatted to the Wandering Guru.
Oh, good old Denise. She keeps you in touch.
She does.
Yeah, the new owners of the tavern, Vicky and Kirsty, they're there at the moment looking for a chef. So hopefully that will happen within the next month or so, and
cool.
They'll be up and running with meals. At the moment, the great hospitality, it makes a huge difference to a small community. So hopefully we'll get the meals there shortly.
Looking forward to it, and looking forward to having some meals as well. I've got to try every single place. Now, if anyone wants to get information on things going on at the CRC, what's the best phone number to call?
Yep. So, yeah, you can just call on 9884-1561.
Awesome. Jenny, thank you very much. I'll chat to you in a couple of weeks' time. All the best.
Great. Thank you.
Draker for breakfast.
Pleasure as always to have Graham from the Betty Terry Theatre on board. How are we doing, mate?
Oh, I'm very well, mate. Have you had a good week?
Good. I'm still recovering from a cold. It's like lingering. It's like last remnants. It's like, get away, get away.
Oh, they last forever, don't they?
They do. I feel like I've got man flu as well, as they put it. Now, no movies this week, but next week, this is an epic one. We're talking Ant-Man and the Wasp. What do you know about this one?
Well, I know it looks like it's very, very good. I'm looking forward to it myself. Yes. The usual thing with Paul Rudd as Scott Lang being a superhero and what was his name? Van Dyne, somebody rather Van Dyne, the bloke who invented everything. His daughter Hope, played by Evangeline Lilly, help out and do lots of wonderful things.
Absolutely, yeah. No, it's another Marvel movie. Paul Rudd, love his work as well. Michael Douglas, that's the one I'm thinking of. He's
can't think of the character he played. Yeah. And I know Michelle Pfeiffer. I think she plays his wife.
Oh wow.
No, it's not. Anyhow, yes, it's Michael Douglas. We won't worry about his character.
Absolutely, Either way, awesome movie. And that's coming up on Friday the 24th of August, so 6:30 p.m. And then on the Saturday 25th, 2 p.m. is a matinee and 6:30 p.m. Then Monday 27th for 6:30 p.m. But you've got another part here, a bit of a sneak peek in regards to some movies you've got coming up in the future. Let's rattle them off here. Mamma Mia, that's the second one. Here we go again. So
yeah.
Kind of fits the title of two, doesn't it?
it'll do.
Oh, yeah. Ladies in Black, Night School, if I'm not mistaken, Show Dogs, you've got A Star is Born, and this one I'm looking forward to seeing, Christopher Robin.
Yeah, there's a couple in there I'm really looking forward to. The others are going to be good as well, but there's a couple I personally am looking forward to. That's Christopher Robin and A Star is Born with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, no, it's quite amazing. I mean, little known fact, I was in a movie with Ewan McGregor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's called Son of a Gun. Son of a Gun. I got to meet him in this caravan thing. They'll do a makeup for me. And I made a joke about, Star Wars and that. Like, I love Star Wars, don't get me wrong. And then he came in and I was like, oh, and then he's just sort of like, hey, I'm Ewan, nice to meet you. Like, wearing thongs, totally chilled guy, really nice guy. So, looking forward to it. Just had to throw that in there. People want to get more info, head to the Betty Terry Community Theatre page on Facebook. Graham, it's a pleasure as always. I'll chat to you next time.
No worries. You have a good week, mate.
Draker for breakfast.
Something that's happening in Katanning today, it's the 2018 Rabobank WA Sheep Expo and Ram Sale. I'm glad I got the whole title there because I was like, what? This is quite a title. Anyway, I've got Tom from Rural Focus on the line. Mate, how you doing?
Yeah, very well, mate. Yourself?
Good. How's the preparations going?
Oh, phenomenal, mate. The promises to be a good one, I reckon.
Absolutely. So what's to be expected as well for that matter? I was actually at the site about 2 or 3 days ago checking it out. I was there for other reasons, but to make sure that everything was all kosher for you, just to make sure your seat was nice and warm and stuff.
Yeah, mate, look, you did a good job, but you ate all the bickies, so I'm going to go hungry because of you.
Mate, you put the choc chips there, man. I'm just going to eat some. They're beautiful stuff. I love it, and they're my favourites. Anyway.
Well, that's all right, mate. There's plenty of stalls around the place to check out. I'm sure I can grab a nosebag from one of them. But other than that, there's going to be about 40 different studs from the WA sheep industry, and of course the Premier State Merino Ram Sale, which is sure to attract a few high bids, hopefully. There are plenty of stalls, the WA State Ag School Challenge, so get out there and see all the young guns up and coming and pit them against each other to see how they go. It should be a great day.
Absolutely. And what time are you on from? 9 still?
9 to 12.
Yep, 9 till 12. So awesome. Directly after this show. So perfect timing right there. And it is over at the Agricultural Centre area, at the Katanning Leisure Centre as well, for that matter. So going to be a great one. Anything in particular you're looking forward to yourself? Patting some animals as well, maybe?
Oh, mate, I'm pretty keen to check out what's on offer, actually. I'm keen to see all the some of the different studs and see what some of the prices catch for some of those. I'm keen to see how the ag school students go as well. I'm always keen to. I like competition, Draker. I like investing in competition. So, wherever it's going, I go with it.
The youth of the future that could kick you off your pedestal, yeah?
Absolutely. That's exactly what it's about. Other than that, I'm just looking forward to someone who's finishing their radio show coming back to give me some biscuits in case I can't find any.
I'll see how I go. All the best with it today, Tom. A rural focus from 9 till 12 over in Katanning. Thanks, mate.
Cheers.